After the murid takes the hand of his sheikh, accept his sheikh and take bay'ah, he has to submit himself like the submission of the leaf of the tree. Not like the submission of a dead person, because the submission of a dead person still is feeling. Allah doesn't take the whole spirit out, but leave one part there, feeling it's cold water, warm water, when they are washing him, or don't wash me hard, serve me slowly, turn me softly. But the dead leaf, the leaf of the tree, the dead ones, they go wherever the wind takes them. Without complaining, the leaf of the tree, wherever the wind takes it, it goes. So murid must not complain. He must surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and surrender to the wisdom of his sheikh. When you submit to Allah's will, Ya Rabbi, I'm surrendering to you. You know about me better. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rahmatan Lil Alameen. You are the messenger of Allah. You know what is good for me better. I'm surrendering to you. When you surrender to Allah and Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your sheikh to guide you in tariq al-istiqamah. When you surrender, the immediately surrendering lead you to the right path, tariq al-istiqamah, the way that is always seeking Allah's pleasure. So when you are seeking Allah's pleasure and you are following the way that leads you to the divine presence, means you are going to be a muttaqi person. You have to build up in yourself taqwa, means you are going to be a pious, sincere abd. Because when you surrender, you say, he knows better, Allah knows more than you, because he created you, Allah knows what is good for you. So you don't have any complaint, you don't have any will in front of that, of Allah's will. So you become a pious, sincere person, because you say, Allah knows better than me, I have to follow this line. When you don't surrender, once a murid doesn't surrender, doesn't submit, means doesn't go to the first level in tariqah, he is not a murid. At that time he is still in circle, going like a mountain. He's not on the top of the mountain, he is at the bottom. He's still going in circles. He can never go up. People, when they don't surrender, they are always complaining. They are always criticizing. They are always busy in their dunya, which their dunya makes them to be slave for dunya and not to be servant for Allah. When you surrender to Allah, you will be following his order. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Sahaba one day early morning at Ishraq time, and he said to them, come to the mountain of Uhud. He said, the sun was rising. He said, give your back to the sun and look at the mountain. So when the sun is at the back, their shadow is in front of them. He said to them, run, catch your shadow. If you catch your shadow, I give you my jubah.
Rasulullah berkata kepada sahabatnya,
to all the sahaba wants to look for Prophet, so they look, they are running after their shadow, so the sun is behind them, so the shadow always running in front of them. They are running, the shadow is running, they never catch their shadow. So they didn't catch the shadow. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, shouted, and he said, look at me now. They looked at him, means they are now facing the sun. So the shadow is behind them. He said, run to me now. And they ran toward Prophet, the shadow was running after them, until they came to Prophet. When they reached, Prophet said, O my Sahaba, who comes to me, who looks toward Akhirah, who looks toward Allah's way, Allah makes dunya like the shadows running after you. Makes the, how the shadow is running after you, your shadow, Allah makes the whole dunya to be servant for you. It will run after you. But who runs away from me and go there, Allah makes him to run after dunya and make him slave to dunya, like the shadow running away from you. So submission to the wisdom of the Shaykh, he guides you, and when he guides you, he will guide you to the right path. And when you begin to follow on the right path, you become pious, muttaqi. So taslimiyah, first comes bay'ah, initiation. When you take initiation, you reach a level of submission, not to submit. When you reach level of submission, it takes you to siratul mustaqim. When you are on siratul mustaqim, it makes you maqam al-taqwa, the level of muttaqi. When you become the maqam al-taqwa, in the level of muttaqi taqwa, Allah give you tawfiq, Allah give you support. Bay'ah, initiation. Second, goes to taslimiyah, submission. Third, goes to istiqamah, to the right path. Fourth, takes you to maqam al-taqwa, piety. Fifth, takes you to maqam al-tawfiq. You become muwaffaq, you become supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These five different levels are in the first steps of the good manners of tarikat nasyariyah.
Yang pertama adalah bay'ah, yang kedua adalah tawakal, yang ketiga adalah istiqamah, yang keempat adalah
takwa,
yang kelima adalah taufik dari Allah.
So when you have taufik, then you never take anything haram. Everything you eat halal. Means anything in your dunya become halal, because you know which is halal, which is haram. Second level, the second step, it's like a ladder. You know ladder? Tanga. Stairs. So we have first step, we explained. Now second step in that, in the good manners of the tariqah, in the discipline of the tariqah, of the Naqshbandi tariqah. The second one is when you first step, you put first step there, you gave the bay'ah, he guided you, when you gave the bay'ah, you surrendered to Allah's will, to Prophet's will, and to the wisdom of the Shaykh, because he is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Prophet. Then you have istiqam, then you have taqwa, then you have tawfiq, then you know what is halal, what is haram. So you establish the first step. Now you have to build on top of it. What you have to build on top of it is what the Shaykh advises you of, a certain medicine. He has to give you medicine to cure yourself. So every person is sick. We are all sick. We need a doctor. We need a hakim. You call it here what in Indonesia? Habib. But a real habib. Not money habib. Or Alif Huruf Habib. There are real Habib. There are pious Habib. Habibullah. Prophet is Habibullah. And real Habib are Prophet. They are the Prophet's Habib. They are Muhibbin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or Ahbabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know, I heard that in Egypt, there is one Habib that they are now taking him to the court. He is a businessman, but he is Habib also. In 17 years, he married 17 women. So be careful. Habib, Allah gave permission What Allah gave permission, no one can stop it. Allah gave permission for people to marry for, but there are discipline and law for that. It's not, ya Allah, take one and my horse, take one and my horse, take one and my horse, take one and my horse. There are conditions for that. And not everyone can carry these conditions. It is the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ, but there are conditions. Not like of today, you find a lot of people around the world, their mind is becoming sheikh and yallah. Marry and divorce, marry and divorce, marry and divorce. Don't be like that. So, the sheikh knows that you are sick. So he looks into the heart, like the doctor, he checks you. Then he brings this stethoscope and look at your heart, how many beats it's beating. If it is okay, he says, okay, that's okay. If it's not okay, then he gives you a medicine. So a stethoscope, the doctor can find quickly what is the sickness. If the sickness is acute, it's easy to detect it with the stethoscope. But if the sickness, if you have a problem in the heart, but the stethoscope cannot detect it, he goes to a bigger machine. He put EKG machine. EKG machine, and they read on the paper how all these waves. What is your problem there? Because many people are sick in their hearts, not physically, but spiritually. So the sheikh, first level, he knows everyone is sick. So with a stethoscope, the first step, he can give them medication, say to them, this is good for you. There is normal, that there is a disease that everyone has it. So the sheikh immediately tells you, okay, this is your bed, you take that medication. But sometimes you go to the doctor, you say, I feel pain. He said, there is nothing, I'm putting status quo, there is nothing. I know I feel. So he goes to another machine, EKG, check inside. He doesn't find anything, he said, there is nothing. He said, no, I have pain. He put you on stress machine to run and check. He said, there is nothing. Then he put you on an isotope machine. To throw his particles, atomic particles, to see where the disease that can be out. And then he finds the disease which is inside, deep in the heart. He gives you a medication. He says, take this morning, noon, evening. Or you say, take it at every 6 hours. Or say, take it in the morning or in the evening. They say, or say, take it while you are not eating. Or take it after eating. So, in different type of medications. Also, the sheikh knows how deep is the disease. So first of all, he gives you a normal medication to everyone. He says, okay, all of you recite Fatiha. Then he finds more you are in your heart. He says, okay, you recite the Fatiha, recite, for example, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. You recite Qul A'udhu Rabbi al-Falaq. You recite Qul A'udhu Rabbi al-Nas. So he begins to give everyone the And he said to you, you recited in the morning, you recited in the evening, you recited in the afternoon. A certain time where the effect of the recitation cleans the person. So that's why after we finish the first step, coming to the second step, the sheikhs, through their wisdom and through the request and their connection with Prophet ﷺ, they present their followers to the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam, and there it will be prescribed for them certain awrad that they have to do it in certain times of the day. For that, the murid has to keep these awrad at these certain times. If he doesn't keep this awrad at this certain time, he will be kicked out from the heart of the Sheikh, he will be kicked out from the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will be kicked out from the presence of Allah because he declined his bay'ah, his initiation with the Sheikh by not listening to his order. So he is not anymore valid murid. He has to renew his bay'ah and he has to come and apologize from the Sheikh for his leaving this awrad. The best three times that the awliyaullah learned from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are from before Fajr by 1 hour to Ishraq. Then from Asr to Maghrib, then from Maghrib to Isha. Awrad has to be done in any one of these times.
Has to be done.
If the Shaykh give you recite this and this and this and this, then you have to be in the same, in the time of these three times. You have to sit and do it in these three times. One of them, you can finish might be in 1 hour, that's it. If he gave you awrad, for example, he gave you shahada, istighfar, as usual, and then he gives you 1500 Allah, Allah, 100 time salawat, for example, it takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you have to sit any time between Ishraq, between Imsak, Yameen, before Fajr by 1 hour, till Ishraq, any time. You sit there, finish. Or between Maghrib and Isha, or between Asr and Maghrib. Some of us, they have to do 10 minutes, or they finish in 10 minutes, and then finish. They can go to their work. Some, they might take 1 hour. Some, they might take 2 hours. Some might take 3 hours. So it depends from one person to another, from one level to another. And tariqah is the لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah doesn't burden someone except according to what you can carry. So tariqah is what you can carry. The Shaykh knows how much he gives you every day, what to recite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us 5 obligations. These are the obligations first on every human being. And you know, shahada, salas, siyam, zakat, hajj. 5 pillars of Islam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on top of that, he used to have different type of ibadah. And that's why scholars and ulama and awliya follow what Prophet did beside the obligations, and they consider it sunnah mu'akkada or wajibah. It's obligated on them, they don't leave it. Because Prophet did it, they do it. Awliyaullah, for their followers, they know what kind of medication everyone, because they present them to Prophet, and they take the medication from Prophet, what they have to do. And for that, the murid has to do this awrad beside the sunnah mu'akkada, beside the obligation. He has to keep it and not to lose it daily. He has to do it every day as if he's considering it an obligation of him because he gave the initiation to the Sheikh and he surrendering to the Sheikh's order, he has to do this awrad. If the murid doesn't do them and leave them, he will be matrur, he will be out of the circle of the wali, which the wali is in the circle of awliya, which the awliya are in the circle of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the presence of Prophet, which all of them would, by the leader of, by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take them to the presence of Allah. So that murid would be kicked out from that presence and he will not see it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a hadith Qudsi, a holy hadith that مَا وَسِعَتْ مِنْ سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ وَسَعَانِ قَلْبَ عَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of the believer contains me, Allah said. Means Allah's light is sent to the heart of the believer. Means the heart of the wali is a place where the light of Allah is there, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent his light there. So when the murid doesn't do the awrad, he will be thrown away from that light, means he will be thrown away from the heart of the Sheikh, where it is the source of that light coming down. So he will be thrown from the throne. From the throne of the heart of the wali. Then all kind of manhiyat forbidden and all kind of difficulties and sins will be running after that murid because he will be contaminated because he is not taking his medication. So he begins this viruses attack the patient like a person who is a medical physically sick. If he doesn't take his antibiotic or his medication, all these viruses attack him. So all his body becomes deteriorated and sick. So similarly, when you don't do your awrat, all shaitans are running after you, destroying your belief, throwing you away from the presence of Allah, from the presence of Prophet, from the company of your shaykh.
Akibat dari seorang murid tidak samakan auratnya, maka banyak kesusahan, masalah, penyakit akan mengejarnya. Karena ketika seorang murid telah berbahaya, tidak memakan awal itu, maka syaitan akan mudah mendatanginya. Selain itu akan menggodanya untuk berbuat maksiat, dosa, dan sebagainya.
And since the heart is the place where syaitan, first level of the heart, we have qalb, sir, akhfa, khafa. The first level of the heart is where shaitan comes in and goes out. The second level where the sir is kama. That is only for awliya, they can go there. We'll describe that later. But when you are doing your awrat, you are locking the door of the key of the door of your heart, so shaitan cannot go in. When you don't do your awrat, as if you have a house with no doors, any thief can come in. If you don't do your awrat, it's like a house with no doors. So robbers or thieves, they can come, smugglers can come in, take everything and run. In some area, in every country, you find people, they put on top of the doors, wooden door, they put a metal door, iron door, and on the windows. And inside the house, where their bedrooms, where they keep the money, they also put another metal door there to make safe. And on top of that, they put a safe box to put their jewelry, especially women. You don't want a smuggler or a thief to come and take it. Now, more than that, they put alarm system. And it connects to the police station direct. Means they are alert 24 hours. They are informing the police, look, our home is very precious. Anything goes wrong, you are responsible, your company is responsible. If a thief comes in, immediately this alarm system goes on and the police comes in. So the problem of our problem is by leaving the awrat, we are letting our doors open for shaitan to enter, take all our iman and run out. So what is the benefit that you take the bay'ah from the sheikh? So that's why the sheikh at that time said, okay, you are choosing this way, you go by yourself. You don't want to do your awrat, don't do your awrat. It's your problem. But still the sheikh is good sheikh, don't worry. If you don't do your awrat, he will do the awrat on our behalf.
Thank you.
That's me, Maulana Sheikh. This is Naqshbandi. This is teaching. This is how we have to follow. But don't think awliya Allah has no mercy in their heart. Of course they know the murid, they know us, we are weak. So of course they are going to do on our behalf and support us in the presence of Prophet. ومن الله توفيق continue in Islam.